Russian Voice News, your global link.
Churches urge to preach holiness and moral responsibility amid increasing brothel activities in lodges. Ugandan national nabbed for illegal advertising and sale of unauthorized medicines. And Trump praises leaders of Rwanda and DR Congo as they sign a peace deal. Good afternoon. To present the main news, I am Chimba Chilopa. Battle cry for Zambia founder O'Brien Mayambu says lodges that accommodate brothel activities contribute to the high levels of moral decay and divorces in society. His remarks follow a recent warning by Mpika Town Council against lodges and guest houses operating as brothels, noting that the council will not hesitate to shut down businesses running as brothels. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Dr. Mayambu said that brothel activities in lodges increase the potential of infidelity, which later on leads to many divorces in the country. Battle Cry for Zambia believes this is the right call by the council and measures need to be put up in these lodges to make sure that they are not used for immorality and adultery, said Dr. Mayambu. Dr. Mayambu emphasized that if measures are put in place to check for such activities, it will help curb the practice of immoral behavior happening in society. Dr. Mayambu further urged pastors who also own lodges and guest houses to preach holiness and moral standards, highlighting that Zambia is a Christian nation that needs to maintain its Christian principles and values.
Because people have got places where they can go up and out and do adultery, do immorality. So we believe this is the right call that indeed they need to be a lot of measures which should be put in these lodges to make sure that they are not used for immorality and also adult.
Chipolopolo Soccer Fans Association of Zambia Chairman Yota Mwanza has called upon the Copper Queens and Chipolopolo players to exercise patience, assuring them that all payments owed will be paid. Recently, Football Association of Zambia FAS President Keith Mwemba revealed that players from the Zambia women's national team boycotted training at the just-ended Three Nations tournament in Malawi over unpaid allowances. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Mr. Mwanza said that all the players will be paid and it is important that the situation does not escalate further, as this might lead to a ruined reputation of both parties. It does not help for players to boycott games in a foreign country, as this does not paint a good picture for the country, said Mr. Mwanza. Mr. Mwanza has therefore urged all players to view their role as a patriotic duty above anything else, noting that all payments will be cleared.
It will, you know, culminate into a situation that will not be good enough for either parties. So we all understand that at the moment the Zambian FA is broke, they don't have money. So we call upon the players to be patient enough, you know, for them to understand that there's no money in the coffers. Let them be able to wait a little longer so that the Zambian FA can be able to scout for the money and be able to pay them. The commitment is there on the part of the Zambian FA that they will have to settle the dues and pay every ngwe that is owed by the girls and the boys.
The Health Professions Council of Zambia, HPCZ, the Zambia Medicines Regulatory Authority, ZAMRA, in collaboration with the Zambia Police Service, conducted an operation which led to the arrest of Ziaka Hussein, a Ugandan national based in Chongwe District. The operation followed information obtained by HPCZ and ZAMRA regarding a purported facility trading as Coptic opticians, which had been advertising on Facebook and allegedly selling eye drop medicines claimed to treat cataract, glaucoma, and other eye conditions. According to a joint statement, the suspect was apprehended in the Central Business District of Lusaka during the joint operation and several items were seized, including purported medicinal products, empty bottles, stickers used for labeling the products, a motor vehicle, money and mobile phones to aid further investigations. Mr. Hussein remains in police custody and is expected to soon appear in court for several criminal charges under the Health Professions Act No. 17 of 2024, the Medicines and Allied Substances Act No. 3 of 2013 and any additional offences that ongoing investigations may uncover, the statement read. HPCZ and ZAMRA reiterate that illegal health practice and the sale of unauthorized medicines pose a serious risk to public safety. The two institutions have therefore encouraged the public to verify the legitimacy of health facilities and practitioners before seeking or receiving healthcare services and apply even higher caution when engaging in online healthcare services. Oxfam Zambia Humanitarian Program Manager Tipontini says the Zambia Green Finance Taxonomy, ZGFT, is a crucial step to achieving Zambia's sustainable development goals and promoting an environmentally conscious economy that everyone desires to have. Recently, Zambia launched its first ever green finance taxonomy in partnership with the United Nations Development Program, UNDP, and the Biodiversity Finance Initiative, BioFin, which is a unified system to guide green financing across sectors such as energy, agriculture and transport, ultimately enhancing the nation's environmental sustainability efforts. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Ms. Santini explained that the taxonomy will offer a clear framework for identifying and reporting green investments, which will also help attract both domestic and international funding for sustainable projects and support Zambia's transition to a low-carbon economy. Oxfam Zambia expects that the taxonomy will guide financial institutions, investors and policymakers in directing sustainable capital flows and unlocking new green investment opportunities, said Ms. Santini. Ms. Santini emphasized that he hopes the framework will encourage investment in renewable energy, sustainable agriculture and tourism, stating that this milestone could reduce Zambia's carbon footprint and contribute to climate change mitigation. Ms. Santini also pointed out that Zambia is among the countries heavily impacted by climate change, and he expressed optimism that the ZGFT will play a key role in helping the nation cope with these challenges. He has further called for increased investment in conservation and the sustainable use of natural resources, stressing that such efforts will protect Zambia's biodiversity and support national economic growth. We now join Chela Silwamba with the latest on the money markets.
It is a good afternoon to our listeners on your number one radio station on Friday and updating on the business side, 1.16 has seen the euro, 1.33, that is the pound. Chinese yuan 7.06 strike, I think, from yesterday and today. South African rand very strong, down to 16.93, amazing. And the Indian rupee, 89.99. Yesterday was actually 91, but sort of appreciates a bit today. And for those on the Kwacha side, Kwacha, which had a lot of pressure, I think, this past few days, I can see some easing off. It is done on a Friday without T-bills. Looks okay as APSA drops it to 23.29, away from the 23.34. It looks like some easing off on the Kwacha because the other banks are still remaining on the 23.34, 23.40. Vis-a-vis on the commodity side, we're going to 446.28, that is corn, 539.75, that is wheat, and 111.6.5 is soybeans. And I think those are planting on dry lands, depending on your area. I think it's not easy time for you to go in, as that's now on the soybeans, 5590. Whether is the cocoa international market, 4229 5.40, that is gold. And take note, the army, the national, shall say that our Zambia army taking hold of those areas where the illegal mining is concerned. And 116.29 27.5 is copper price, 14.90 9.30 is nickel. And if you're driving, 63.24, that is a Brent crude, 59.58, just means you're flying out. Vis-a-vis stock markets, looking at the Saka Stock Exchange on the 25.169, and activities on Zanaco shares, the shares are Zanaco at 6 kwacha per share, and CEC, that's Copper Belt Energy, on 20 kwacha per share. I've seen those volumes on trades yesterday, 9724.03, that is for you on the London Stock Exchange, and Dow Jones on 47895. So all you know, as you wrap up the week, kwacha looks like getting some strength there. It was weak Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I've seen some life patrol ups there. Enjoy it. Weekend as we look to RCV awards tomorrow. God bless you. It's bye-bye.
In African news, United States President Donald Trump on Thursday praised the leaders of